The Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 4, by Lawrence Miles.
Ancient story, if it pleases your gracious ears, maintains that before the Buddha left this world for the heavens, he was attended by both the finest thinkers and the basest animals. There were 12 beasts who visited the Buddha in that time, from the lowly snake to the most humble dog. And in reward for their attentions, the 12 years of the calendar were named in their honor. From that day on, it was said that the man born in the year of the rat would be gifted with the sense to find reward in the smallest of places, while the man born in the year of the tiger would be born with the passion and integrity of emperors. And yet, it must be related that one animal slept through its calling and was too involved in its own dreaming to bask in the Lord Buddha's enlightenment. Those who know the ways of animals will not be surprised by the identity of this unruly beast. It was the only creature which can, to this day, turn its nose up at the world, even as it falls on its feet. My lords and ladies may make their own judgments as to the truth of such things, but this unworthy narrator would suggest that in any age there will be at least one beast who refuses to respect the traditions of others.
Gentlemen. Please, gentlemen, I'm sure most of you are aware of my reputation. If any of you would like to engage me in combat, then I'll be happy to oblige, but it'll hardly be to your advantage.
And you'll find, my lords, that I also have a reputation, although perhaps a master of the sword isn't a remarkable enough opponent for your tastes.
And apparently I'm just here for moral support. I can still do that, though.
Victory without battle. Sun Tzu would have approved.
Although your intervention was hardly required, monsieur.
I beg your pardon?
The servicemen are superstitious. I think the presence of Faction Paradox scared them a great deal more than the prospect of battle.
I see. Then do I have my lady's permission to sheath my weapon?
Look, can we get on with this?
Of course. I did not see Lord Boot among those men.
There's another stairway at the back of the hall. Basement level?
The director's shrine.
Shrine?
Perhaps chapel would be a better word. The service has a penchant for the mystical. The acting director has to think like a priest, especially if he is a Jacobite like Boot.
Just like home.
They're here. Dear Christ, our saviour, they're here already. Candles. Light the candles. Lord, keep vigil for me, for I walk in the fields of the enemy, but will not falter. Father, king and patriot, fox rages, fox day, hear the plea of the servant of your state. This had better work.
Nothing here of interest. Some prayer books, a few Masonic atoms.
Prayer books?
Naturally. Whatever its other interests, the service is still loyal to the English church.
And to the English king?
Not necessarily.
Then you're suggesting that Boot...
Quiet!
Footsteps along the hall.
Sounds like machinery.
The automata.
Here?
Eliza, Dayon, search the rest of the building. Look for any trace of Boot.
You're sure you're up to this?
I've fought one of these devices before. I hardly think I'll have any more difficulty with the others. And I doubt your sword will be of much use here, sieur.
I would not ask you to drop your shadow, cousin.
Come on, let's try the next floor down.
As you say.
Reinforcements.
Yep. Looks like a shrine to me.
Tell me, were you ever a soldier?
Soldier? No. Terrorist, maybe. if there was nothing better to do. Why do you ask?
The way you defer to Justine, as if she were your superior officer.
Yeah, she's like a grandfather to me. Listen, I can tell the two of you don't get on, right, but she's not what you think.
I don't think she is anything at all.
Meaning?
A cipher, blank slate. Driven by circumstance rather than her own desire.
And me?
One who follows.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm sure it's occurred to you that you don't need her.
Let's take a look at what's down here.
Here. Candles just snuffed.
Someone left in a hurry. There's another tunnel down that way. Probably goes back up to ground level.
A ritual. The candles are arranged in formation like a Catholic dedication.
A prayer?
A calling, perhaps.
I think you should know I've already dispatched one of your kind. I hardly consider this a challenge.
This insignificant unit is more than aware of your great victory against his reprehensible brother, the dog.
Dog? And you are...
I regret that I bear the aspect of the pitiful snake. I also regret that it is my miserable duty to end my lady's life at the nearest opportunity.
I thought you were a soldier, not an assassin.
I fear I was called, my lady, as were those most inadequate soldiers.
Called by whom?
It is our function, according to the principles laid down by our incomparable highest commander, to answer any call given by ritual or protocol. We have the painful honor to be sensitive to such things.
Your highest commander?
Indeed. And now, to their undying shame, these worthless soldiers must do their worst.
Hardly fast moving.
Yet, it is my misfortune to announce that these are merely the rank and the file of the munificent army of Peking, whereas I, by the grace of my creators, am a commander of that despicable army.
I thought you looked different.
We ignoble commanders all look different, my lady. My brother the tiger is 8 feet from head to toe, while my brother the ox is as fat as the beast which gave him his name. Though I am informed by his inestimable majesty, King George III, that we all look alike to him.
Well, if Boots taken the back door out, then we're not going to catch up with him now. How come British intelligence is using hardcore ritual anyway?
Mysticism has always been an element of espionage in your country, ever since the days when the Queen's spymaster was also her astrologer. You have heard of Casanova?
The lover?
The lover, the spy of Venice, also a ritualist. You and he have a great deal in common, I think.
I'd rather not think about that. Look at this. Books. Not a bad library.
See, leisures. The director's reports to his colleagues in the Star Chamber.
Anything worth reading?
All service business is recorded here. There should be some mention of this machine army.
Good. We want to know how many there are and where they're being kept.
Unless, of course, your grandfather can destroy them all before we have to even lift a finger.
You know, sarcasm really doesn't suit you.
I think Humble gives them too much credit.
I can only agree. But as this base and dishonorable warrior must remind you, these were merely the foot soldiers, an insignificant escort for a pitiful officer.
Then you intend to fight me yourself?
I must express inexpressible joy at doing so, my lady.
I have to admit, you're a better fighter than the last one.
My brother, the dog, was not, alas, made for swordplay.
You're all named after animals.
My gracious lady is most perceptive in that regard. The noble artisans of the 50th century, whose names we are not even worthy to speak, gifted us with the aspects of the 12 animals of the calendar. Our first lord and master was greatly influenced by astrology. His belief was that by investing us with the attributes of these beasts which visited the Lord Buddha, we would attain a balance and a unity never before known in a war.
There's astrology that far in the future.
My lady is of course correct. We who command the army of Peking were 12 in number. It is my pleasure to report that my lady has me wounded.
You may continue as long as you're able.
Each of us was blessed with a single organic component, taken from the most bounteous animal we were to represent. I, to my everlasting sorrow, have within me the cerebral cortex of the snake.
You're not that wounded, I see. I suppose I should have expected trickery from a soldier with the brain of a snake.
Shamefully, I possess no more than a fragment. Had I the entire brain of such an animal, the burden of my unworthiness would seem so much less.
Ah!
As would the guilt of having to butcher you, my lady.
There. The writing style's a bit archaic, but it's there. It's a complete description of the automata.
You read Latin?
Is that in Latin? I didn't notice. Automata were given to the court by a certain benefactor. At least 100 in number. Well, that's not saying much. At least 100.
Who was the benefactor?
Odd. It doesn't say.
Perhaps Boot wished to keep their origin a secret from the rest of the chamber.
Or maybe he wasn't sure. Time travel can't be an easy concept for him to get his head round.
Time...
It doesn't matter. No mention of where they're being kept, either.
Then he may be working to his own agenda, without the knowledge of the rest of the service.
That's the impression I'm getting. So, why did you say that?
Why did I say...
About not needing Justine.
You disagree?
I know what I need. And I know Justine, isn't it? But it's not about needing things, is it?
I'm sorry, I know so little about your customs.
So why did you say it?
You have to understand, I am more than familiar with the exotic. These rituals of yours, these weapons, they surprise me. It is true, but they hardly shock me. The most remarkable things have nothing to do with ritual. Your manner of thinking, your manner of movement.
Oh, so you're saying I'm remarkable now?
Perhaps not by the standards of your own nation, but here certainly. Among unusual people, you are an unusual woman.
Yeah? Well, so is Justine.
She's not a woman.
You can talk.
Then there are 12 of you. 12 commanders.
There were 12. Now there are but 9. My brother the dragon became a crippled and idiotic thing many years ago. My brother the pig forgot his lowly station and was taken from us. My lady herself compromised my brother the dog with great skill and aplomb. Once more, you disadvantage me.
Then do I take it that when all 9 of you are dead, your army's going to be powerless?
Regrettably, it is not so. Our army is now under the direct control of our most wise but most pitiless commander-in-chief. Even without us, the soldiers may march.
Even though the ones who built you are thousands of years away.
If my lady will permit the observation, we are both a long way from our homes.
Thank you, Mr. Snake. I think I've learnt everything I can from you.
It is my pleasure to furnish my lady with what little wisdom I possess. However, she speaks as though her victory is assured, and sadly, I must now.
Well then, 8 remaining.
It has gone quiet upstairs.
Yeah, Justine must have finished the job.
Of course. I'm sure she never loses.
You've really got a problem with her, haven't you?
All nations manufacture their own heroes. The question one has to ask is, for what purpose?
What's that supposed to mean?
Simply that I'm not inclined to believe in messiahs.
Did you find Boot?
Boot didn't want to be found. We got his books, though.
He shouldn't be difficult to track. There are places in the capital that attract people with his kind of interests.
Yeah. I'm beginning to think I should become better acquainted with this city's customs.
If you'll need a guide.
Thank you, sir. But if I wanted a guide, then I'd hardly ask a foreigner. I think you'll find that I'm far more familiar with the streets of London than you are.
Justine.
Eliza, take the books to Mistress Culver, or whatever she likes to call herself. It's time I began making connections in this area.
Yeah, because obviously you're the diplomatic one. Are you sure you want the Culver woman to see these?
The mistress has offered us sanctuary. We'd be unwise to reject the offer. After all, we have so little home left.
As I said, messiahs. I pity the capital if she is determined to become acquainted with it.
She'll be all right. She just needs roots here.
And yet she likes to pretend she is familiar with the city.
Only with the architecture, not with the people. It's a long story.
I'm sure. However, the people of London may be not ready to listen to it.
I'd expect the Tories to go along with him, but Pitt's a mob. I appreciate your candour, of course, my lord. My carriage. Where's my carriage?
I told your coachman you'd be delayed. Good evening, Lord Sandwich.
I know who you are. You're one of them, aren't you?
One of what?
You're a serviceman. You're working for... What's wrong with your voice?
Yes, I apologize for that. It must be quite distracting. Now, I believe you're on your way to see the head of your order. You've arranged a rendezvous with her on the riverside. Not your first tryst with a lady in that particular spot, but certainly the first of any great importance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And nonetheless, I'd appreciate it if you could pass on a message. A warning, if you like.
A warning?
Tell your superior that I know who she is and what she's planning. Tell her that I have the advantage in that respect, simply because the great houses haven't seen enough of this era to work it out for themselves.
What houses? What are you talking about?
Please, just try to remember what I say. At this moment in time, I happen to work for the great houses. At least, as much as I work for the service. You could call me a double agent, I suppose. But fortunately for your mistress, my duty to the houses is just a matter of tracing a certain criminal element. I don't intend to interfere with any of her other plans.
Look, I don't know what all this is about, but it's got nothing to do with me. I'm not some sort of diabolist. I'm not involved in anything dangerous.
Then perhaps your order will let you retire. Your mistress is involving herself in a dangerous intrigue, Lord Sandwich. Once I've completed my mission here, I hope she still feels she's chosen her allies wisely.
Allies?
Your carriage, my lord.
Wait a minute. What do you know about my trysts?
Excuse me. Not very civil.
They don't like to stop for us.
Not around here.
I'm sorry?
Not this close to Westminster. You know what happens to men who stop and talk to women this close to Westminster?
I have no idea.
They get reputations for being the kind of men who stop and talk to women this close to Westminster.
Excuse me. I don't wish to be impolite, but am I right in saying that you're a prostitute?
Please! I'm a courtesan. I've got principles.
Then I don't think we've got a great deal in common.
Oh, I know what you are. You're the Grand Madame.
I beg your pardon?
We've all heard about what happened at Medenham Abbey. About what you did to the servicemen. Can't say any of us are sorry.
I have to admit, I'm surprised. You know?
We all know. They've got a special arrangement with women like us up at the Abbey. Sometimes they take us off to the Medenham by the cartload.
I see.
Do you ever meet Mary Culver? Before she... you know?
No. No, not before.
She was a great mistress. Real witch, though. You know what Mary told me? She told me in the old days it was women like us who ran the temples. Men used to just line up and, you know, make donations. Just like the collection in church. She said these days it's all about blood. Different sort of offering. Maybe that's why she did what she did.
And Mary Culver was... the last of her kind. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe she was. Maybe you are.
I told you, I'm not...
You're like Mary, though.
You're a priestess. You know what people are saying about you, don't you?
Go on.
They're saying you got yourself out of hell. And now you've got the devil after your backside.
I don't happen to believe in hell.
Don't think anyone does. In our line of work. But you've got to be superstitious. Knowing the kind of people we know. I just meant to say, everyone's on your side round here. Us ones who know about you. That's all.
Thank you. I'm sure I appreciate the support.
It's goose pate. It's got geese in it. You like geese, don't you?
No, I didn't think much of it either.
Nice cat.
Thank you. I made her myself.
Did you make the food as well?
It's not food. It's a picnic. There's a difference.
What difference?
Imagery. Sit down and try the salmon. It's made from the same recipe as the cat.
Catchy slogan. So, you don't want to know how your secret mission went?
You did reasonably well, but not brilliantly, otherwise I'd have heard about it by now.
Well, we got through it all right, once Justine and Deon stopped tearing chunks out of each other.
Are you really surprised?
Explain.
Justine can't stand the thought of a man masquerading as a woman, or a woman masquerading as a man. It strikes a raw nerve. Where is Justine, anyway?
Sevier is getting to know the city. She's hoping to find Boot.
We know a couple of things about the machine army. Sadly, not where it's been stationed.
Sandwich should be able to help us out there. He's got friends in the right circles.
Oh, is that what he's for?
Sandwich. Sit yourself down. Have something to eat.
It's the king. I think he's gone mad.
If so, it is hardly unexpected.
I've just been to Westminster. The king's appeared before Parliament. Both houses. He said something about a new era for Britain. He wants Parliament's approval to bring in troops. Troops from outside the country. But when he says outside, I think he means, well, you know.
You mean he's passing some kind of law?
He doesn't need to. But if he wants to make his army official, then it's going to be easier if he goes to Parliament first. They already think he's turning into the great dictator.
But he has not told them the nature of this army.
No. Just that they've been brought in from some foreign country or other.
The undiscovered country, by the sound of it.
Then surely Parliament won't give him his support.
They are. I mean, they will. Somehow he's convinced half the Whig factions to come round to his side, or not to argue with him anyway.
The service is probably having a word behind the scenes.
Not necessarily. The Whigs might not think much of the King, but they think a lot of the war. Any extra military force is going to get their approval, once they've made a few token objections.
The King said there's going to be some kind of parade tomorrow morning.
Parade?
Along the Mall, by St. James's Park. He wants to march his army towards the city. There hasn't been anything like it since the coronation.
A couple of hundred automata stomping all over London. Won't that cause a bit of a fuss?
I think that's what he's planning. Apparently we don't have much time left.
And there's something else.
Like what?
A message. For you. I don't think it's very good news.
Curious. I'd always believed there was just a lake in the middle of St. James's Square. The Egyptian obelisks must be a new addition. Please don't bother to hide. I know you're there.
And perhaps I'm just playing for time.
Mr. Sabbath, you seem to have changed.
My hair?
Your body is of more interest, I think.
I'm flattered. And curious. You can see the difference in me.
I have a certain advantage. You appear to have suffered a transformation, not unlike Mistress Culver.
The same ritual. Except, as I understand it, that Mistress Culver was, shall we say, occupied by one of the leading presences from your home world.
Hardly my home world, Mr. Sabbath.
Nevertheless, whereas Mistress Culver seems to be under the influence of one of the more striking powers, I'm simply a conduit for, I think the best English term would be a familiar, a lapdog of some description. Apparently, it only has the one purpose. And I think you can guess what it might be.
To assassinate me, by any chance?
To bring you to justice, one way or another.
I see. And the renovations to this square? your work as well, I assume.
Oh, you're quite right. The monoliths are a new addition. They mark out the boundaries of the area.
Area? The lake.
Yes. And now I've found you. The familiar's instructions are to contain you. It's interesting, don't you think? What it's doing to the square. The same thing it did to the inside of my body, but on a much larger scale. Complete reconfiguration. Sending new instructions to the architecture.
Making me a prisoner, perhaps?
Not exactly. Please, don't be alarmed. You of all people should be used to this sort of thing. And I wouldn't recommend trying to get down from there either.
This is where I'm to be confined.
Actually, it's the dock.
Dock?
As I understand it, you're to be brought to trial. It may take a few minutes to construct the courtroom and to summon the jury. As I said, I'm just playing for time.
Mr. Sabbath, you obviously think of yourself as an intelligent man. Do I take it that you're happy to be controlled by this familiar?
Not exactly controlled. I assure you my personality is much the same as always.
My condolences.
Oh, I might yet surprise you. Besides, the service has always been curious as to the origins of faction paradox. I'm learning a great deal.
That noise.
The jury being sworn in, so to speak. They'll be here soon. I suggest you stay still and wait. Soon the courtroom will be finished and cut itself off from the earth altogether. Once we're in the jurisdiction of the great houses, we can begin the trial. At least, that's what I'm being told.
The great houses, here!
As if things weren't irritating enough already.
They're coming after us, aren't they?
Well, they're certainly coming after Justine. No offence, but I don't think you're quite as high on their list of priorities.
Fine. We'd better go and find her.
She probably knows already.
What?
You're missing the point, aren't you? If House Lilita's agents are after Justine, then they're not paying attention to the rest of you. Which means that now is the time to move against the service. Sandridge?
No, yes?
You've got contacts in the city. Try to find out what Boots' planning. If he's got an automaton army at his disposal, then it doesn't matter how unpopular he is with the people. He'll have the King's ear permanently.
So little home left.
I'm sorry?
What Justine said before she left us. We've got so little home left.
I don't understand.
The 11-day Empire was based in London. Well, a pirate copy, anyway. So when she left us...
Perhaps she just went to see the site. She is a visitor here.
Site's my arse.
Pardon?
She's heading for Angel Court. St. James's. That's where her quarters were back in the Empire. What's between here and there?
Well, Charing Cross. St. James's Square, of course.
Right.
Eliza?
What?
The army's our first priority. You think you can remember that?
I know.
Not that I wish to become overly involved, but should I go with her?
Oh, if you must. Sandwich, have you got your pistol?
You did say I'd need it.
You will. It might keep you alive a few seconds longer.
Oh.
If I may ask, Mistress Culver, you claim to be a lady of some power yourself. Might I ask why you won't be joining us in this crusade?
Because I can't be seen to be acting in this, that's why. Because if the great houses find out I'm here, they'll probably sterilise the entire area. Satisfied?
I think I understand. You mean it is a matter of politics?
Oh, you should know how it works. You must have read the stories. Gods aren't supposed to get involved with mortals. It's in the rules.
Then you are claiming to be a god now?
Second cousin, once removed.
Westminster. Always been a bit heathen for my taste. Still, a sovereign needs his debaters, I suppose.
Your Majesty.
Ah! You're one of Boots' men, aren't you?
Your Majesty, a message from our agent inside Parliament.
Give it here, man! Give it here!
Your Majesty.
The numbers in agreement with His Majesty still express a concern. Yes, yes, I know all that. The friends of William Pitt complaining about... Well, they're always complaining about something, aren't they? But the overall feeling...
Ah, good.
Wait there, man. I need to have a word with the Queen. She's just waiting in the carriage there. My dear. Good news. doesn't look like Parliament's going to make a fuss after all. So we can have our procession first thing tomorrow morning. Quite splendid.
Oh, yes. That is good news.
It'll be like changing of the guard. I mean to say, I know how much you like a good show.
That's right. I do, don't I?
Quite. Quite.
St. James's Square. Not the way it looks on the maps.
This can't be the square. There are walls.
As I understand things, the courtroom's walling itself off from the rest of the earth. I wouldn't stay here too long if I were you.
Oh, not you again. I see they've given you a nice big podium to sit on.
Yes, I've got to admit I do enjoy these trappings of office. They're so ridiculously overblown.
If you ask a judge, might we know who is on trial here?
I think that should be obvious.
Justin!
And Mr. Sabbath is right. It's not safe here.
In what way not safe? Just generally
or... You mean you haven't noticed?
Noticed what?
The voices?
The great houses are coming.
Eliza's a gallery.
Gallery? What gallery?
The courtroom's nearly complete. Growing from the square like a seed. Fascinating, isn't it?
There are things up there.
The jurors in the gallery, making their presence felt. I don't suppose you'd like to join.
They're almost ready. You should go.
Justine, you're carrying the grandfather's shadow. You know what they're going to do to you.
And I think someone should stay behind to fight the King's army, don't you?
We don't even know where the King's army is.
It's at the Queen's house.
I'm sorry?
The Earl of Bute tried to keep it secret. Although for a nominal head of the service, he's particularly bad at keeping secrets.
And why should we trust you?
Because I'm an impartial judge.
Listen to him, Eliza. Go where he says. Find the army.
Without you? How are we going to take out the whole force without heavy artillery? Listen, Sabbath. I don't know what they've told you, but you're not working for any kind of god here.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. Please, credit me with some intelligence.
You're helping House Lolita. And do you have any idea what House Lolita wants to do to this planet?
Have you?
Well... No, but it can't be any good, can it?
We should leave this place.
Yes, you should. I take a step back in your position.
Justine!
Go, Eliza!
Gallery, go back!
Justine! Same as it ever was.
He said the court was growing from the square, true? It must have blossomed, split off like a bud.
Well, that's it then. We've lost Justine.
Sabbath rooms. That's it. Sabbath rooms. Sabbath! Sabbath, listen to me. I don't care what kind of a thing you think you've got inside you. The Order's after us. Those faction people. Sabbath? Are you in... Oh, my God.
Lord Bute, you know you really shouldn't be here.
Mother of God, preserve us. Sabbath, what have you conjured up? This place?
Don't worry, sir. It'll be sealed off from Earth soon enough. As a matter of fact, I think you found the last doorway in. You'd probably better leave before it closes.
We're not on Earth. In the name of God, this is a courtroom, isn't it? This is where the trials are held for... Sabbath, is this purgatory?
I'm afraid it's not that simple. And I wouldn't worry, sir. You're not having your sins judged, however great they may be.
Apparently that's my fate.
Good God, it's her! The witch!
Although I seem to be on trial for a form of original sin, considering that the crimes were committed by my ancestors.
Sabbath, I beg you, please, come back to the world. Sandwich and his order know all about the army. They're merciless.
No. This would be the army you refuse to tell me about, I take it.
This isn't the time for arguing. The king's ready to parade his machine through the streets of London. Somebody has to stop him.
How strange. I understood that you were the one controlling the automata.
Me? I despise them. They're not fighting men, they're wrong. The public hates me enough already, without the government unleashing monsters on them.
They're an aberration to history, certainly. Then if you're not the one whispering in the king's ear, who is?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Sabbath, I'm imploring you, man.
Yes. Interesting. I'll have to think about it. Of course, at present, there are other things to be dealt with.
Other things?
Look up to the gallery, Lord Boot.
The gallery? Oh, dear Christ.
Leave now, my lord. The door won't be there forever. Besides, I'm sure His Majesty will want you at his side when his army marches out. You are supposed to be his closest confidant.
But I don't understand.
Leave. Leave, Boot.
It was purgatory. It had to be purgatory. No, it couldn't have been. Couldn't have been.
But surely if it is only a ceremony, if the king is not planning any military action with these machines...
It'll change everything. If the general public sees 100-odd robots marching down Pall Mall, then history's going to go off the rails for good. And if House Lolita wants it that way, then we don't.
We can't stop it. If Parliament's not going to argue...
Then we sabotage the army before it marches. God, since when have I been the one who has to infiltrate the secret ninja base?
I'm sorry, my English is not good enough.
Neither's mine.
We can't just burst into Buckingham House.
Why not? We'll say we're tourists. Anyway... We've got one shadow weapon, one pistol, and the best swordsman in France.
Third best swordsman.
Close enough.
The Queen's house is guarded.
Are the guards human?
Well, yes.
Then it's not guarded.
Boot! Now, where have you been hiding, old friend?
Your Majesty, I have to protest.
Protest? Why on earth would you do a thing like that? Everything's going swimmingly. Swimmingly! Parliament's just given the nod to my ideas for the new army. Nothing in our way now, eh?
Given the nod? But I wasn't there.
Didn't need to be, old friend. Didn't need to be. They knew who to side with, all right.
But I'm the First Minister. I'm the leader of the House of Lords.
And no king could wish for a better one. Now, we're just on our way to Buckingham House. Join me in my carriage, hmm?
We?
The Queen and I. Well, it is her house, you know. We up into the cab, would you?
Your Majesty, if you've ever valued my advice before, then please value it now. This army of yours. Now, good day, Your Highness.
Lord Boot, coming with us to inspect the troops, I suppose.
Yes, Your Highness. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Perhaps we shouldn't discuss affairs of state in front of Queen Charlotte.
Oh, nonsense. My wife doesn't speak a word of English, do you, my dear?
No. Not a single word.
Boot, I know you're a nervous old Scot sometimes, but there's really no need to worry. My most trusted advisor has assured me that now's the time to introduce the world to my little Peking army. And by God, I've got no reason to doubt that advice.
I'm sorry, you must be mistaken. I never advised any such
thing. Oh, don't be ridiculous. He doesn't mean you.
Your Majesty, is it really wise to let your wife involve herself in these affairs?
She's just excited, Boot. Wants to go and see the machines, don't you, my dear?
Oh, yes. I like the machines. They're key to my central processing core, you know.
Your Majesty, I don't understand.
Haven't you worked it out yet, Boot? My husband here isn't following a word I'm saying. Isn't that right, you German half-wit?
Well, quiet, my dear, quiet.
The army.
My idea, I'm afraid.
They're under your control.
Of course they're under my control. Wouldn't be much of an army if they weren't all under my control, would it?
Yes, they're under my control. They're primed to follow my orders above all else and auto-activate when I'm within 100 meters of any of the command units. And please try to close your mouth, Boot. You look ridiculous like that.
Those machines are an abomination. They've got no part in the history of God's earth.
History? You've been talking to the wrong people. And really, you should know that you can't stop the march of technology. You're due for an industrial revolution soon anyway. Believe me, I'm just bringing things forward by, 3,000 years or so. Not that I expect you to understand anything I've just said, of course.
I understand enough. Enough to know that you can't possibly be the Queen of England.
You're feeling quite well, Boots.
Don't be such a bore. Of course I'm the Queen. You recommended me yourself, remember? Nice little Hanoverian princess, you said. Won't argue and won't cause much trouble. Your words, not mine.
Queen Charlotte would
Queen Charlotte wouldn't do anything, the hopeless little vegetable. You can call me Lolita, if you like. Although I warn you, if you do, then nobody else will have a clue what you're talking about.
Lolita?
Lolita? Who the jiggins is Lolita?
You see? Well, on to Buckingham House, then. As His Majesty said, it is my home.
You people have really got a thing for big underground empires, haven't you?
I assure you, my people had nothing to do with this.
Explain, please. This building used to belong to the Duke of Buckingham, true? Did he build all of this?
Doubt it. This looks like House Lolita's work. You know, I went to Buckingham Palace once on a school field trip. They didn't show us this bit.
Eliza, this way, I think.
But he was telling the truth. It's an army.
Yeah. How many do you reckon? 300? Four?
To build them all, though, it must have taken centuries.
Mass production. It's the wave of the future.
They are not moving. They look more like statues.
We know they've got command units. They stand out a mile. I say we take out the officer class while they're still asleep. Something moved.
More than something, I think.
To life.
Fantastic! My first Jason and the Argonauts moment.
They are still sleeping. It is still moving. The sword did not stop it.
We have to go.
I hate to remind you, but this is kind of what we came here for.
Not to fight a whole army.
Draw your gun.
Hundreds of...
Draw your gun!
Eliza!
They're still waking up. Sandwich, you cover me. Oh, if anything gets too close, shoot it, all right? Deon.
I can sever their limbs. It doesn't stop them, but...
Fine. And we take out as many as we can.
This is madness. You can't stop all of them.
We can delay them. If we're lucky, we can take half of them out just in time for Justine to escape and come to the rescue.
You think she'll escape?
How should I know?
Well, the gallery seems to have assembled. There's no reason to delay proceedings any longer.
Pardon me, Your Honour. Those are the jurors.
Moderators might be a better word. Representatives of the six leading houses and of a dozen further houses selected by the ruling assembly. It's all perfectly legal, I assure you.
With respect to the court, the gallery doesn't appear to me to be made up of representatives at all. It seems to be made up of monsters.
The accused is forgetting. The homeworld's been at war with its enemies for over half a century now, and war makes certain demands on the house bloodlines.
I see. Then this is what 50 years of fighting has done. Turn the great houses into houses full of beasts.
If you're trying to taunt the court, then I'm afraid you're wasting your time. The honourable representatives in the gallery are only doing what protocol demands of them. They've come in ceremonial battle form.
I knew the time ships were capable of changing their skins. I didn't know that their pilots had the same advantage. Perhaps the homeworld is starting to blur the line between its weapons and its own people.
Well, I'll take that to be the accused's opening speech in her defence.
If I'm entitled to an opening speech, then I'd like to finish it. I'd like to ask the court a question.
Go on.
How many of those in the gallery, those who wish to decide my fate here, are followers of House Lolita? Because it's my understanding that the ruling houses are now dominated by Lolita and her servants. I only wonder which houses have been chosen to judge me.
Oh, the gallery was chosen quite fairly.
I'm sure it was. And is Miss Lolita herself not going to be present? I'm surprised she's not here to see this impartial court find me guilty as charged.
This way. Along the balcony.
I've said it before, but dash it all, I'll say it again. They're magnificent, aren't they, Boot? Absolutely magnificent.
Your Majesty, you honestly can't see anything wrong here, can you?
Wrong? My word, no. Perfect machinery. Quite perfect.
You're wasting your time, Boot. I've put him in a personalized natural time envelope. He still sees the queen he was supposed to have.
Supposed to
have? His precious Queen Charlotte. You almost feel sorry for him, don't you? History is just passing him by. He really is in a world of his own.
This is treason, Boot.
It's all right, George. Why don't you go and make sure everything's ready for the parade tomorrow? There's a good kick.
Ah, the parade. Excellent idea. Yeah.
Oh, it's far more than treason. But don't worry about His Majesty. He'll be insane by middle age anyway. And to be honest with you, the real Queen Charlotte had so little personality that overlaying her with my own identity was frankly a mercy. Believe me, history's lost nothing there. She might as well have never existed, which is ironic when you think about it.
You're one of them, aren't you? One of those things that possessed Sabbath.
I'm what we like to call a new blood. Your Mr. Sabbath tried the supplication ritual, I suppose.
He used a piece of glass.
Primitive. Personally, I go where I please. I'd never get anything done if I had to wait for some idiot to summon me. Besides, I can occupy multiple bodies at the same time.
You can be everywhere at once.
Oh, Boot. You people are so parochial, it's almost funny. But just try to imagine it. Me, in all my majestic glory, spreading across the continuum like one great big nervous system. Occupying a token body on every world where I've got influence, in every time zone that matters. A million different faces, but one great history. It's almost exciting, isn't it?
There are a million of you?
Not yet. I thought I'd start here. I haven't quite settled in yet, of course. That's why I thought I'd dig myself in with the automata. And they do seem to keep the king happy, don't they? Anyway, I thought I might as well start adjusting history now. You've got to make a statement.
You talk of history as if it were a thing.
Well, of course I do. I'm going to be one when I grow up. Myself and all my bloodline.
Dear Lord, how many things like you are there?
Only two at the moment. And trust me, the other one's nothing to concern yourself with. But personally, I'm planning on raising a big family.
Philistines! Damnable Philistines! Look! Look at them! Down there in the hall!
We have to go.
We can't back out of this now. There's still another 500 of them left.
That's exactly right.
Sildur, which to your right?
Ah! It's no good. The bullets don't kill them.
You don't have to kill them. Force them back. I'll kill them.
He's right. You're the only one doing any real damage.
Keep chopping their arms off, that's all.
Do you know how long it takes me to reload?
Shut up.
It's the faction.
A cousin. The rest of the faction's currently residing just to the left of my elementary class.
They're smashing up my machines. My beautiful machines. Can't you do anything to stop them, Boots?
I'm sure the automata are more than capable of defending themselves, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they are. Still, let's help them a little, shall we?
They've stopped coming.
King and Queen.
What?
Up there, the balcony.
Oh, Christ.
If His Majesty wishes to show us mercy...
He might. She won't.
It's the Queen.
That's not the Queen.
I assure you it is.
Eliza!
Get down!
It came from nowhere.
More of them.
It's Lolita. She's moving them around like toy soldiers.
Lolita?
We're surrounded. Please, if we surrender...
No longer an option. Dale?
Agreed. To the death.
You're so French.
I take it that you understand the charges against you.
I understand the charges, Your Honour. I've simply committed no crime.
You carry the shadow of the grandfather of House Paradox. You are, by your own custom, guilty of all the grandfather's crimes. For the purpose of this trial, you are, in fact, the grandfather. You acknowledge that?
I'm sure I'm honoured. But I don't feel the protocols are the issue, do you?
You're arguing with the law?
No. I'm arguing that the law isn't being upheld. Is the court aware of House Lolita's activities on Earth? A world whose history is far more delicate than most, as I understand things.
I'm sure you'll be only too glad to enlighten us.
It's in the protocols of the great houses to maintain known history wherever possible. Lolita's interfering with that history, and I don't believe any charges are being made against her. If the Council wants to make exceptions to the law, then I see no reason I shouldn't be an exception, given that my character is nowhere near as questionable as Lolita's.
I'd remind the Grandfather that this is a time of war. The protocols can be suspended in a military crisis.
Then I'd ask for the protocols which cover my supposed crimes to be suspended, especially as Lolita's guilt is connected to my own. If it weren't for her, I never would have taken on the Grandfather's shadow.
But Lolita isn't the one on trial. Unless you're claiming that her testimony is relevant.
Yes, I believe I am. May I call her as a witness?
Grandfather, this isn't a British court. The Cardinal Judge decides which testimony is relevant and which witnesses are to be summoned.
Then may I suggest to you, Your Honour, that you call her?
As a purely impartial judge in this matter, I think that's a good idea.
Cousin Eliza! Don't tell me you've lost your little friend.
It doesn't make sense. The machines are moving, but I can't see them moving.
Well, it looks like we've got those intruders surrounded. There's no chance of the machines hurting them, is there?
Perish the thought.
You're doing this.
Of course I am. There's a Cortex transceiver inside every soldier. It links them directly to the central processor.
The what?
To me, Boot. I've keyed them all into my dematerialization matrix.
That's the spirit.
Shut up, Your Majesty. Now, I think I've toyed with them enough. If I just move, 100 or so more soldiers into a good attack position... Something's wrong.
Half the army's just vanished. They can't desert, surely.
I can't get them back.
They're gone. Half of them are gone.
I've noticed. Thanks.
We can go back to the stairs.
We've got the advantage. Let's use it.
My dematerialization matrix. Something's overriding it.
You're ill?
Don't be ridiculous. I can't get ill. I just...
Now, Charlotte, don't make a scene. There's nothing less dignified than a woman who tries to be the center of attention.
I'm dematerializing, you idiot! Why can't you see?
Well... Where on earth did she go to?
I'm really not sure.
They've stopped again.
The Queen. She's not there anymore.
Wait. You. You there. Can you talk?
Though my words may be insufficient in the extreme, I have the incalculable pleasure to say that I can.
Are you feeling all right?
As my most glorious lady has no doubt noticed, we have no orders to attack. Since the most villainous, yet sublime, Lady Lolita was present, we have been a mere humble slaves to her central processor. In her absence, we have the shame of saying that we no longer control our own programming in military matters.
So what you're saying is, and I want to make sure we're perfectly clear on this, if I hit you, you won't even try to hit me back.
My incomparable lady grasped the situation with perfect clarity. She is, I have no doubt, truly one who belongs to the Year of the Cat.
I didn't think there was a Year of the Cat.
Indeed.
Oh, well, as long as you're happy. Ready?
I joyously await my lady's terminal attentions.
Didn't defend itself.
None of them will. Deon, we've got God knows how long before Lolita gets back. Let's get to work.
And what exactly do you think you're doing?
You're Lolita, current head of House Lolita.
I'm busy. Put me back where I was, or I'll rip your arms off.
I don't think the witness is respecting the court, Your Honour.
Witness?
You've been summoned here to offer testimony to the court in the matter of Grandfather Paradox.
Are you prepared to give evidence?
Do you have any idea what you've interrupted? Right now, those interlopers are probably...
If you'd like to remember, you're here by the request of the legal process and in accord with the protocols of the homeworld. You're not objecting to the law, I hope.
Not in front of all the other houses, anyway.
Of course not. I've got the greatest respect for the legal process.
Grandfather, you wanted to question this witness?
Yes, about the very events we seem to have interrupted.
Your Honour, is this relevant to the case?
Questions about Earth and the legality of what you're doing there.
Legality?
It's been suggested that you yourself are in breach of the protocols.
Very well. Let's talk about the protocols, shall we? Your Honour, I have a statement to make before I give evidence. I'm entitled to that, aren't I?
Certainly, if you have something of relevance to say.
Oh, I've got something of relevance to say. Don't you worry.
Look at them down there, Boot. Vandals, destroying my army. I've got a good mind to go down there myself.
I don't think that would be a good idea, Your Majesty.
I tell you, this is the last time I'll have anything to do with these faction types. Isn't that the Earl of Sandwich with the pistol? The impudence of it! We should have him locked up. Locked up!
Aurora's going to be our new ambassador in Madrid.
Well, I hope he stays there.
Your Majesty, I wanted to ask, everything that's happening here, the army, faction paradox, the Queen, does it strike you as being right?
I don't think I'd be the head of God's church in this land if he didn't expect me to be right, Boot. What's the Queen got to do with anything?
I was thinking about something she said, about the bloodline.
Huh? Oh, well, she's a strong family woman. Good job, too. It's best to have a big royal family. Dash it, Boot. Look at those barbarians.
I was thinking, your son, Prince George.
What about him?
Is he all right, Your Majesty?
Of course he is. Fine, strapping boy. A king in the making. Do you really think this is the time for talk, Boot? That's Britain's great military hope going to waste down there.
That's the last of them over here. Stay on.
I'm nearly finished. The head will easily want us standing still.
Sandwich, any sign of Alita yet?
No sign of the Queen, no. But why do you call her...
Because I can see her properly. Here, let me help.
You do realise, I hope, that the King's still watching us.
So? Is he armed?
He'll consider us traitors.
That is the last of them.
Well done. You've saved France. And you, Sandwich, have got something to tell the rest of your order about, so stop complaining.
The stairs.
Cover. Get under cover.
Servicemen.
And they are fighting back.
Plus, they're human. We don't want to kill any more of them than we have to. Damn, they're on the balcony as well.
Only four on the stairs. If we rush them...
They've got guns.
So have you.
They use English muskets. Slow and inaccurate.
All right, when I say go.
Good luck to you.
3, 2, 1. Go!
So let me remind you, just in case you've forgotten while you sit there in your best battle forms. This is war. This is the war. Normal protocols were suspended 52 years ago. When the war presidency broke out the weapons of mass genocide and the first soldier saw full active service in 10,000 generations. Yes, I've interfered with the history of Earth. I don't deny it, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm anything but proud of it. Don't forget, everything I've done with the ruling house's approval. And without a word of complaint from the War King. Is anybody here seriously going to tell me that this... creature in the dock is above that authority?
If the law can be suspended for you, Miss Lolita, then surely it can be suspended for me.
Don't be ridiculous. You're an irritation. You're one desperate member of a dead house. Don't kid yourself that the protocols are going to be changed on your say-so.
But they can be on yours. After all, I believe you're the only member of House Lolita. A one-woman bloodline.
That'll change. I've got children. Once they've been through the initiation...
Children? And may I ask where those children came from?
They're mixed breeds. Do you expect me to deny it?
Fathered by individuals from other species? From worlds where you have influence?
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, hadn't you heard? The protocols against breed mixing were revoked 200 years ago. Sorry to disappoint you.
Are we to understand that you're infiltrating the bloodlines of other worlds? planting your children throughout history?
Yes. That's exactly what you're to understand.
Children such as, for example, Prince George? The son of the British King.
Oh, really? I have no idea why the criminal in the dock is being allowed to change the subject like this. Just think about it. 80 years ago, the ruling houses started creating alternative homeworlds for us. The wars made our original homeworld, well, let's not say a liability, let's just say less secure than it was. We've changed other worlds to suit our own needs before now. We're already changing history, one piece at a time. And you expect me to be sorry now? You expect me to apologize for taking the process one little step further? You expect me to regret turning the bloodlines of other species to our own ends? What I do is necessary for the survival of our species and for the survival of the Protocol.
And for the good of your own bloodline, of course.
Don't try to turn my own world against me. My children might be half-breeds, but you're not even that, are you? So please, don't pretend to be defending the good of the great houses.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Good. Then let's wrap up this travesty, shall we? Let me ask the gallery one question. Is there anyone here, anyone at all, other than the traitor on trial here, who takes exception to what I've done? Who seriously believes I've gone too far in ensuring the security of the houses? There. I hope that settles things.
Indeed. Thank you, Miss Lolita.
That's all?
Oh, yes. You've told me everything about yourself that I wanted to know.
You never really had a thought of winning this trial, did you?
Perhaps you'd like to ask the judge to dismiss you now.
It won't do you any good, of course. The court's going to tear you apart.
If the grandfather has no more questions.
Obviously she hasn't. Can I go?
Feel free.
Amateurs.
Now, grandfather, is there any more testimony you feel the court should hear?
Would it make a difference? I thought not. Very well, then. No, I have nothing more to say.
In that case, there's no reason for any further delay. With the consent of myself as Cardinal Judge, and in accord with the protocols of wartime court, the gallery has permission to debate its judgment.
Oh, there you are, Charlotte. I'm afraid you've missed all the adventure. Right, it irritating, if you'll excuse my language.
Destroyed. All of them destroyed. Typical.
Yes, yes, I know. Still, the men are picking up all the pieces. I was thinking of showing our Mr. Harrison some of the machineries. Heaven knows what a watchmaker would make of all this.
Well, I suppose it's only a minor irritation. At least the faction's out of the way for good. I suppose I'd better start cleaning up the mess.
Now, don't be silly, my dear. The men are there to do that for us.
That's not the kind of cleaning up I meant.
Charlotte?
Yes?
Is everything all right, would you say?
All right? Why? Is there any reason why it shouldn't be?
Oh, it's nothing. It's something Boots said, that's all. Nothing to worry about, I'm sure. You know how I worry about young George and all. But I mean to say, if there were something wrong, if there were a problem with, you know, a problem here in our household...
Well?
You would tell me about it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would. Darling.
Yes, yes, you would. A stupid thing to say, really.
You're still here, then?
Believe me, I'm going to be around for a while. Pull your shadow in, you're scaring the cat.
We've lost Justine. You know that, don't you?
Technically. Then again, you've done a pretty good job of keeping Lolita in check.
She's married to the King.
She's still vulnerable. No army to protect her while she puts down roots here.
And the fact that she's indestructible doesn't bother you at all?
Well, anyone can be indestructible. The point is, she's trying to be in a million places at once. Now you've taken her soldiers away, she's going to have to slow down and put more of her power into this aspect of herself.
Excuse me, I'm not sure I understand.
You're saying that we have saved what? The country? The world?
Not exactly the world. History, maybe.
Yeah, which is kind of ironic, seeing as I'm supposed to be working for Faction Paradox. You think I see this as being a good day's work?
Yes, I think you do.
I'm sorry, but this has gone far enough. I was just supposed to give sanctuary to Cousin Justine. Nobody said anything about fighting a war against my own queen and country. What's Dashwood going to say when he gets back from his sojourn?
And you're forgetting, Mistress, that I am in the employ of a foreign court. My interest in this Lolita of yours extends only as far as the threat she poses to France.
And I'm damned if I'm trying to take on the whole of the homeworld if Justine's gone. This is her adventure, remember? She's the one with the great big shadow.
Then perhaps you should concentrate on Justine.
I don't believe this.
Interesting move, but you're startling my cat.
I apologize. I thought you could do with a little information.
You're working for the service.
Plus, there's a small problem of you being a hunter-killer for the homeworld. You know, not that I like to bring it up.
A former hunter for the homeworld. Now the houses have dealt with Justine, they don't have any further use for an agent on Earth. And to be honest, I think I learned more from them than they did from me.
It's because of you that we've lost her.
It's also because of me that Miss Lolita was distracted at the crucial moment. If it hadn't been for that, you never would have defeated the automata. Oh,
you can't be serious.
He's telling the truth. I've seen the reports from the trial.
What? When?
Sabbath, are you telling us that you did that deliberately?
Let's say I gave legal procedure a push in the right direction.
I was under the impression that you were, pardon me, possessed, working for these great houses of yours.
True, but only as an agent of the protocols. My own personality still held a certain sway. Please, don't forget, my first duty is to my own people. And unlike Miss Lolita, I happen to be telling the truth about that.
You knew you had to get her away from Earth.
And as long as I could do it according to the protocols, the familiar in control of my body had no reason to stop me.
Yeah, well, thanks, but piss off.
You can always get her back.
I'm sorry. I don't understand this at all. I thought Justine had been...
Sentenced by the court. To complete the prison sentence begun by the original grandfather of House Paradox.
Prison?
I'm not sure of the details. If you'll excuse me, there's still a lot I have to grasp about this universe of yours. I understand there's some form of rock suspended in space.
The house's prison world.
As you say. Your friend was sentenced to... I think the best way of putting it in English is sent to sleep there. In perpetuity, I believe.
And we're supposed to trust you on this?
There's no reason for you not to trust me. We may not exactly be on the same side, but we're certainly not enemies. Although, we may have enemies in common. Well, I'll take my leave of you. That's a very nice Angora blue you've got, Mistress Compassion.
Thanks.
I assume you made her yourself.
She was one of the first ones I did. Does it show?
No. Not to the untrained.
Well, I think I've made my point. The truth is, you've got a home base here now.
I'm not a soldier.
No, you're the resistance. And you, Seer. Do any other of King Louis' spies know what you know? Is anybody else going to put up a fight against Lolita?
I have no objection to siding with you when it suits me.
Spoken like a professional.
But what about me? I'm not involved in this.
You're a member of the Order of St. Francis. You chose this path because you wanted something exotic. Because you looked at all those old Greek ruins and thought, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could be right there in the middle of history? And now you are. You're involved. I mean, the history books are going to show that the king made a speech in Parliament that he shouldn't have made. But people are just going to put that down to the mental disorder. And maybe there's going to be the occasional story about Chinese marauders at Buckingham Palace. But that's about the worst of the damage so far.
And what about us? Our battle with the machines? Will history remember us for that?
Sandwich, I hate to tell you this, but you know those snacks you always have brought to your desk while you're working? Where you stick the beef between the two slices of bread?
Yes?
Don't take this the wrong way, but as far as history's concerned, that's the most important thing you'll ever do.
So we are soldiers for posterity now.
Starting to look that way. Eliza...
We go after Justine first. We break her out of this prison, if we can. Then we'll talk about attacking Lolita.
Fair enough. Well, that seemed fairly painless, didn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're an army.
And that's what you say we're doing? fighting the good fight?
Oh, trust me, it's worse than that. This isn't the good fight. This is the great fight.
You know, sometimes you sound just like Lolita.
It's a family thing. Sorry about that.
So begins the year of the cat. At least if the listener to this inconsequential story can believe in such a year. For the cat represents that which does not follow a tradition. And if it belongs in a time, then it is a time only of the uncertain and the disharmonious, when the unenlightened sleep as history passes them by. It is, if it pleases my lords and ladies, a time of no time at all. Although the cat itself, being a poor and a dumb creature, unenlightened by the Buddha, would have no understanding of its part in things.
Volume 4 of the Faction Paradox Protocols starred Suzanne Proctor as Cousin Justine, Saul Jaffe as Sabbath, and Emma Kilby as Cousin Eliza. It featured Caroline Burns-Cook as Lolita, Eric McLennan as King George III, Mark Gregg as the Earl of Bute, Michael Chance as Lord Sandwich, Joe Castleton as the Sieur Deon, Jackie Scarvellis as Mistress Culver, and Linda Bartram as Annabelle. Post-production and music were by Nigel Fairs, and the producer was Bill Baggs.